Part 1. Prospecting. In the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity. Albert Einstein. Chapter 1. The day that changed my life was like every other day before it, except that it changed my life. I suppose that makes it as important as a birthday, wedding, or bankruptcy, which is why I celebrate the 20th of May every year like it's my birthday. Why the hell not? As with any other day, my alarm went off at 6:15 a.m. The buzzing interrupted an unremarkable dream that left me with morning wood. But instead of rubbing one out, I kissed my photo of my girlfriend, Soraya. Straightened my leaning tower of books, said good morning to my posters of Scarface, The Godfather, and Denzel as Malcolm X, and stood in front of my mirror, taking stock of the person staring back at me. I didn't know it back then, but I was, and am, an attractive black man. At 6'2", I'm taller than average, and my skin, comparable to the rich caramel of a Werther's original, thanks to my pops, is so smooth you wouldn't believe it's not butter. My teeth are status quo and powerful, also known as white and straight. And my hair is naturally wavy, even though I usually keep it short with a tight fade. God damn! The kid looked good and he didn't even know it. I took a deep breath, hopped in the shower, and began my morning routine. The house smelled as it always did at 7 a.m., like coffee. It made me want to puke. After years of being surrounded by it, I could tell where a bean was sourced without even tasting it. Which I would never do because I hate coffee. Yes, I hate coffee. It's black crack, nothing more. Anyone who drinks coffee craves it, needs it, and shakes, scratches, jerks, and twerks for it every minute it's not coursing through their collapsed veins. A cafe is a euphemism for a crack den. But instead of lying on a moldy sofa cushion stained with blood, sweat, and semen, folks with names like Chad, Kitty, and Trip sit down on plush leather-back chairs, licking the sweet white foam off of a $7 venti, caramel, mocha, chaka, cock-a-doodle-doo, double espresso, long macchiato. But I digress. This morning's narcotic of choice was an Indonesian blend from Sumatra, if my nose is right. When it comes to coffee from a far-flung location, your normal run-of-the-mill American addicts either fall in love with a high body, caramel, and chocolatey explosion of flavor, or hate it. Coffee? Ma asked, smirking as she filled her favorite Coffees for Christians mug. Funny, I said, planting a kiss on her cheek and grabbing a banana. Darren, she said, staring at the banana, you're forgetting something. I stared at the banana, then at her, then at the photo of her, Pa, and me on the living room wall. My bad, Ma. I crossed the hardwood floor from the kitchen to the living room, leaned over, and kissed the glass protecting Pa's smiling, tanned, and clean-shaven Spanish face. Morning, Pa, I said, before returning to the kitchen. Ma looked at her watch and sat next to me, staring. She was 50, but didn't look a day over 40. Her hair was always shoulder-length and relaxed, and with makeup, which I almost never saw her wear, she could pull off 35. Back in the day, she was prom queen and had plans of being Miss America until her parents dissuaded her. But Ma's magic wasn't in her appearance, which used to get me into fights on the regular. It was in her ability to make you think you were meant for more, and almost believe it, just with a stare. What? I asked. What? Her eyes smiled at me, ready. I turned my body into rubber, bracing for impact. When are you gonna quit that job and go to college, Darren? Knew it. She'd asked me the same question for the last 4 years in different forms, like the time she told me how useful LinkedIn was for finding internships, or when I found a new white button-up, brown leather belt, shoes, and khakis neatly folded on my bed with a note that said, for campus visits. If she only knew why I stayed home, she wouldn't ask that question and do these things, I thought. But I'll die before I tell her. I don't know. Just waiting for the right opportunity, Ma. You know that. Plus, why are you trying to get me up out of the house, hmm? Got a new man I don't know about? She sucked the teeth. Don't be silly. You know I only have room for one man in my life. But I swear, if you just keep waiting for the right opportunity, as you always say, and don't put that big old brain to good use, it's gonna get you in trouble.